Mr. Rakamas, you're conducting cardiology consultation on patient in Miss Eva Johns. Medical record number 27783. Date of birth is 12th of January 1931. Date of consultation is 23rd of January 2013. Referring physician is Dr. Erwin Tantuko. Reason of consultation is pulmonary hypertension. History of venous illness, Miss Eva Johns. 81-year-old lady with history of hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroidism, was in her usual state of health when for last several months she has been having dull left-sided chest pain, for which she underwent workup which showed pulmonary hypertension by 2D echocardiogram, and therefore patient is referred for right heart catheterization by her primary care physician, Dr. Erwin Tantuko. According to patient, her chest pain is characterized as dull. It's located on the left side of the chest, can last several minutes, is usually with or without exertion. Period, according to patient, she is quite active. She does stationary bike 10 minutes three times a day, every day of the week. Period. Patient also has noted tachycardia and palpitation without any shortness of breath. Period. Patient denies having any syncopal episode. Period. Next slide, please. Patient also has noted dizziness. Patient does have some dizziness but denies having any syncope. Period. Next slide, please. Pacemaglossia signifying for diabetes, hypertension, pancreatitis. Period. Patient denies any history of myocardial infarction, stroke, lung disease, liver disease, or kidney failure. Period. Medications at home: Divine 320 mg once a day, nifedipine 30 mg once a day, Lasix 20 mg once a day, levothyroxine 100 mg, 100 μg PUKD, metformin 500 mg once a day, potassium supplement 20 mg PUKD, alprazolam 0.5 mg PUKD, clonidine 0.1 mg PUKD, allergies, lithium and cipro, family history, negative for myocardial infarction or sudden death, bicycle history, hysterectomy period, thyroid nodule removed period, review of system, constitution, negative for fever and chills, cardiovascular, cardiovascular significant for chest pain and palpitation, respiratory significant for respiratory negative for short breath, for all GI significant for nausea, negative for vomiting, musculoskeletal significant for edema, negative for cyanosis, neuro significant for dizziness, negative for syncope. Physical examination, elderly lady, no acute cardiopulmonary arrest, heart rate 71, blood pressure 156/70 in left arm, 150/70 in right arm, respiration 18, temperature equal weight 141 pounds, HEENT, non-acrylic exhaustive muscles intact, neck jugular pressure is not visible, no critical buoy, lungs, normal respiratory effort, clear to auscultation, heart, regular rate, normal essence, two nerves, three lower abdomen soft, extremities, trace ankle edema bilaterally. Chart review, patient had Lexis scan nuclear stresses done on 4th of January. We showed no evidence of ischemia. Her left ventricular ejection was 64% period. On the same day, patient had 2D echocardiogram. We showed normal left ventricular ejection of 70 to 75% with moderately dilated left and mildly dilated right atrium. Mild mitral valve vegetation, right ventricular systolic pressure was 63.5 millimeters of mercury. Assessment plan number one, hypertension period. I've asked patient to increase her nifedipine to 30 milligram twice a day period. Patient will continue Divine 320 milligram QKD, Lasix 20 milligram QKD. Number three, pulmonary hypertension by 2D echocardiogram period. I have explained to her right heart cath procedure and risk period. We'll proceed with right heart catheterization at Park Plaza Hospital on 29th of January period. Further recommendations will depend on the results of a right heart catheterization period. Next slide, please. Thanks so much, Dr. Tenduko, for letting us take care of this very nice lady. This is it. Thanks, please, Dr. Tenduko. Thank you.